Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Creative Quickies. I am your host, Chris Schneider, and today I wanted to talk to you about trends for web and design for 2018. I don't know if any of you joined us on our Facebook Live, but we had a Facebook Live talking about something similar. If you haven't joined us, head over to facebook.com/duodesigndev and check it out. But some of the things that we see coming up for 2018... first and foremost, I think bright colors, bold colors, super high saturation. I think it's going to be really, really, really big this year. If you see some of the recent work from eBay or Dropbox or Spotify, it's a perfect example of what we see coming up for 2018. But trickling down into smaller organizations and smaller campaigns as well. Another thing that I think is going to be big is going to be the bottom sticky navigation on mobile. If you think about how your options are on an app, where typically your kind of navigation or your selections, typically they come down at the bottom of your screen. That way it's easier in a natural position in your hand. As phones get larger, it's harder to stretch way up to the top and hit maybe the quote unquote hamburger icon for a menu. But I think that's going to be a big one. Another one that I see coming up is getting out of your typical boxy grid layout. Recent update with Foundation 6 brought in the fluid grid, or the flex grid, if you would. That's going to be a huge trend, I think, getting out of having things so boxy and so restricted is going to open way for things like animations. It's also going to open way for using things like SVG efficiently, and using SVG in a way that can really truly show off just how clear and crisp those things are. I think you're going to see like these micro interactions take off. Think about when you like something or heart something on Twitter, how it kind of has that subtle but detailed animation of like the heart kind of exploding, if you would. Or if you're watching a Facebook Live, how you can like something and whenever you like it, it shows on the actual screen to the person. And if you're on a really popular Facebook Live, all you see is likes and hearts and all kinds of things like that. I think you're going to see those details make their way into your average Joe website. I also think in 2018, you're going to see people caring more about the mobile user experience than the desktop user experience. In 2017, we actually saw those mobile versus desktop usages really get very close to each other. And I think in 2018, your mobile is going to eclipse desktop widespread, and I think the people that really focus on delivering a really great user experience on mobile are going to be the ones that have a lot of success turning people that are just browsing into people that are actual buyers. Another thing, and these two kind of go hand in hand, voice / natural language search and artificial intelligence. So voice and natural language search would be, think about how you interact with a Google Home Mini, or how you interact with Amazon Alexa, how you generally ask it things and it tells you things, you're more conversational with it. I think that's going to be a big trend in trying to get into people's websites. I think you're going to be able to search for, you're going to say like, Alexa, who is the greatest bakery that is within 5 miles of me? And your website needs to be tailored to be able to handle that sort of search. The way SEO currently is, it generally isn't tailored for that. And then AI, artificial intelligence, machine learning, that sort of thing, chatbots that learn as you talk with them, that interact with you back and forth, as things like Alexa and Google Home Mini take off, those technologies are going to start to make their way into people's websites, and you're going to be able to offer up much better solutions for your customers because you're not going to have to be there answering your questions. So that's what we see coming in 2018 for trends, and we're really excited to see what happens. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great holiday.